It's not about religion. It's about relationship. That's a common catchphrase that you hear within Christian circles. It's to emphasize the fact that as a central value to the Christian faith, it isn't so much about ritualism, though nothing against rituals, but it's what those rituals are meant to point towards and deepen our reality towards. And that is relationship with the divine. It's not to diminish the demographic and the sociological, and sometimes, for better or for worse, the institutional aspect of the Christian faith. One can recognize those realities and, as such, say it is certainly a religion. However, when the Bible talks about religion, it talks about it in the negative, because religion, as the way the scriptures talk about it, is dead. It's ritualism. Once again, nothing against rituals per se, depends on their function, but it's dead rituals. That's a negative critique of religion. And so the catchphrase, "It's not about religion, it's about a relationship," is the catchphrase used to capture the understanding that a central value to the Christian faith is relationship with the divine. Now, what do I think about this saying? And is it actually true? I'm not going to focus on the religion aspect of it, but on the relationship. It's all about relationship, people say. But is that all the Christian faith is about? Lovey-dovey affections and getting a hug from Jesus when you die? Or is there a more to this, a more expansive view of the universe that comes with seeing the Christian faith as it truly is? I believe the phrase, "It's not about religion, it's all about relationship," can either be a good saying or a horrible one, depending on what the underlying story that people have behind that saying is. Now, here's what I mean. Here's what I mean when I say that. Is the version of the Christian faith that you hold on to, the story of it, is it about going up to heaven to get a hug from Jesus? Or is it more than that? Just about affections alone? Or is it more than that? If the only story you have behind the phrase, the only view of faith you have behind the phrase, "It's not about religion, it's all about a relationship with God," if that is all it is, then I don't like the context of how that phrase is used. I'm not critiquing the phrase per se, but the story that people use behind the phrase. The Christian faith is much bigger than just one-on-one relationship with God. It's not less than that. Hear me. Hear me out. It's not less than that. There is, however, an expansive view in faith that goes beyond just a you, me, and God. I'm not saying you don't get a hug from Jesus, or that getting a hug from him or having affections from him is wrong. Goodness knows that I would love to get a hug from God. But it's recognizing that when scriptures talk about relationship as central, they are talking about that relationship being central in a different way, a different story than what some churches teach. The Bible says that we're made in God's image, that in the beginning, God made a good world, a world as if it is like his temple, his dwelling place. And he puts humans in charge and gives them the mission, the purpose, the vocation of spreading God's goodness, God's love, God's creativity, God's wisdom, God's looking afterness of the world through humans that he has made to be co-rulers, co-sovereigns with him, to go out and make God's creation thrive in all it has its creative potential to be in the beginning. But things got messed up quite early on. Rather than doing this vocation under the wise and loving rule of God, we have done it against God. And though there is a sense that things are still continuing and moving forward, I mean, look at, we have cities and towns and babies and technology, entertainment and movies and more and gardening, anything that you can imagine. There's been an awesome and glory-filled expansion. However, since it hasn't been done under the wise and loving rule, there is a thread in that of decay, of corruption, of death, of sin, of injustice, of evil. And the story continues that God had planned, and does plan, and had planned to fix the world through a people. And he calls a people group, and amongst that people group emerges one person who will be God in the flesh, the God-man, Jesus. And Jesus comes into the world to bring us back to that human vocation under the wise and loving rule of God. Jesus has come to do that. And not only to do that, but also move it forward under his wise and loving rule. Unto a new creation. A world where the human vocation has been completely and utterly fulfilled. And of course, entering into that reality is all about relationship. In fact, the Bible uses the word covenant, which of course will include a hug from Jesus, deep personal communication and relationship with God, and lovely affections, nothing less than that. But it will be within the larger story of what God has done and is doing and will do in the world through his Son and through us as human beings partnering with his Son. It won't be the watered-down version that, quite frankly, really distorts the big picture. If that's a story we tell ourselves when we use the phrase, it's not about religion, but about relationship with God, then I'm completely comfortable with the phrase and I would encourage it. Though, however, there's another phrase I like, and it goes like this. It's not about religion, but about reality as we know it. Which then I would say we open our eyes and see through relationship. We see it and experience it through relationship with God. And of course, we are taught to live in this reality through relationship with God. So relationship with God is central. So central. I'm just cautious that we're telling the right story, the right controlling narrative behind the phrase when we use that phrase. That it's the bigger, more expansive project of humanity, of God, of creation. Something that's bigger than just me and Jesus. And then within that reality, within that story, within that big picture, we have the deeply personal and relational implications that the larger story fuels and generates, that we do indeed have covenant with God, prayer with God, relationship with God. In fact, we can't even enter into and wake up to that bigger story reality and see the bigger story reality if it isn't for our eyes being open to seeing the love and relationship with God. We don't even see it without relationship with God. Let's just have the right story when we use the phrase, it's not about religion, but about relationship with God. It's bigger than you and I, not less than you and I, but bigger than you and I. So let us have relationship with God. And yet let us not water down that relationship with God as the only thing. It fits within the larger and the bigger story of what God has done, is doing, and will do in the world.